Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy some teaching, healing, and prophetic ministry from one of our Encounter and Equip services.
The Lord brought this to me last night where it was a memory of actually middle school. And I think it has something on it to release to you guys today. So this is when I was in an earth science class, which God meets us anywhere, right? God meets us anywhere. And the teacher was officially teaching about geodes that day and how he brought in this little round orb that if you look in the middle, you could see a whole different world. And it opened up to crystals, these beautiful purple crystals that were inside, and you had to hold it very gently and look inside to see it. And as the teacher went through this five-minute monologue of how precious this thing was and how special it was and how it had existed for so long, he handed it to me, and not 5 seconds later, you can see where it's going, it cracked in two in my hands. And as I have these doe eyes, tearful before him, I watched as a teacher who didn't even know Jesus fathered me and showed me mercy. As I looked in his eyes, he took the two halves of the geode and he handed them to other students and says, look what you can now see. And that's how we feel a lot of times when we come to God with our brokenness and we say, God, I messed up. God, I'm not perfect. God, I couldn't do it. I couldn't hold it all together. I couldn't hold my little world together. And God takes our brokennesses and says, look, now I can shine my light on that. Now my glory can come through that. And I think that that's for anybody who's feeling broken today. Anybody who feels like they've messed up. Anybody who feels like, I don't know if I'm going to be judged or punished for what I've done. What I want you to do is lift your eyes to heaven right now and look into the eyes of a loving Father as he smiles on you and he has mercy for you. He does not want to condemn you. He's there to show his love for you. And he says, look, now I can shine my light through this brokenness. Now my glory can be seen. You thought your world was falling apart, and he says, no, it's coming exactly as I designed it to be, so my glory can shine through that. So those of you who are feeling broken today, I bless you to receive the love of the Father, receive the mercy of the Father today. And as you drink it in, just know that it's not too broken for him. Let his light come and shine on that brokenness so he can show you a whole new world. Let's just stay in this place for just a moment. Just stay in this place. Close your eyes and keep your eyes on him. Just lean in. I'm going to ask you guys to do something courageous. I'm going to ask everybody to sit down for a moment. And those of you who if this feels like you, I'm going to ask you to stand. If you feel like you've been striving, if you feel like you've been crying out, and yet you just haven't seen the clouds part, you just feel a heaviness, there's just been a weight, but like you're just weary. You're weary while doing good. You've been praying. You've been striving. You've even gotten to the place where contending has turned into begging because you've been waiting for this breakthrough. You've been waiting for a miracle, and you've just gotten weary while doing good. There's no shame in this, okay? But it's going to take some vulnerability. I'm going to ask you to be courageous and stand. We're family, and ask you to be courageous and stand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's not a surprise to him. He knows, okay? Now, everybody else that's around, I'm going to ask you to extend your hands to those around. If you're near them, feel free to lay hands on if that's okay. If you're all right with that, we want people to, we're going to start praying and interceding. And here's what I want you to do. You can pray in English, but those of you who have a prayer language, we're about to turn it on and we're going to pray in the Spirit. Okay, we're going to pray in the Spirit for their breakthrough. Now hear me. If you have ever prayed for a loved one with tears in your eyes, if you have ever prayed for a loved one for their breakthrough, okay, I want that love to pour out of your heart toward this person that you may not know. And I want you to contend for their breakthrough. We don't have to beg for a breakthrough. Jesus already did it. But when others are weary, we've got to come alongside them and lift up their arms when they're weary. So we're going to pray and we're going to go for a full minute. And I want to hear your voices break through the clouds and release the light and the love of God for them right now for their breakthrough. Go now. Pray in English and pray in your tongues. Thank you, God. Pour your love out, God. Pour your love out, God. Pour your love out. Overwhelm them with your love, God. They are not alone. You are not alone. You are in family. And when you are weary, we will lift up your hands. You are loved. Just receive. Just receive. If you need to receive, just receive. Drink it in. The picture the Lord gave me is people were trying to swim across a rushing river and they were just getting tired. And the Lord says the answer is to float. Just to get on your back and a lean back and trust Him and float and let Him take you through where He wants to take you. Just receive from Him. And so full of mercy, we thank you, Lord. We're not alone. That you're always with us. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. And the minute we get into striving and it's too much, God, we'll learn to float. We'll just lean back and float and let you take us where you want to take us. We trust you, God. You are good. You're so kind. And you are faithful. Even when my eyes don't see what I want them to see, we keep our eyes on you, the author and the perfecter of our faith. You are the author and the finisher. You are the author and the perfecter, the finisher of our faith. We do not have to muster it up. We just lean back, Father. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. Abba, Father, you're so good. You're so good. We thank you, Lord. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Come on, let's clap. Thank you, Jesus. Just give him your thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you're new here and you're just visiting, this is how we do church at Legacy. The last Sunday of the month, we do this service. It's called the Encounter Service. Although we encounter Him every time we're intended to encounter Him, He's always ready for an encounter with us. Amen. But on this Sunday, what we do is, as Jay said as we started, we are intentional. Our house is an equipping house. We believe the fivefold gifts are alive and well. The gifts of the Spirit are alive and well. And we are called to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Say, I'm a saint. If you have received Jesus, you are no longer a sinner. You're no longer just a sinner saved by grace. You are now a son and a daughter. And the Lord says you are holy as He is holy. Okay? You're a saint.
And so you are the saints of God. So our job is to equip the saints for the work of ministry. It is not about the leadership doing the ministry. It's about you guys doing the ministry. And that's why we activate. Okay. And we're very intentional to demonstrate and activate on Sundays like this, because we are expectant for heaven to encounter earth when we are intended to do that very thing. Jesus said, right? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Change the way you think. The kingdom of heaven is available now. Okay. And the Lord keeps highlighting to me Revelation 12:11. And it says, we defeated the enemy, right? Jesus said, I saw Satan fall down like lightning, right? In Revelation 12, it says, Satan fell from heaven, right? And it says, and they defeated the enemy by what? The blood of the Lamb. We didn't do anything. We didn't do anything in the first part. It's just the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb alone, okay? You can plead the blood of the Lamb. You can apply the blood of the Lamb. It's the finished work of the cross. The blood of the Lamb. We defeat them by the blood of the Lamb. Not our striving, okay? By the blood of the Lamb. And the word of the testimony, what does that mean? We testify to the goodness of God, okay? We share testimonies. We say, hey, he's still good. He's still doing things. He's still moving. He still loves. We testify to who he is, his character, his nature, right? What he's doing, what he's saying, and we share those testimonies so that it activates and equips faith. If he'll do it for me, he'll do it for you, because God's no respecter of persons, amen? But we tend to stop there. You know the third thing that verse says? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of the testimony. And they did not love their lives even to death. You want to know how you overcome the enemy? The blood of the Lamb, the word of the testimony, and to not love your life even in the face of death. For you to not love your life even into the face of death means you are sold out for Jesus. That death has no sting. The enemy has nothing in me. I am more than a conqueror in Christ, right? I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I can testify to who he is and his nature and his goodness. I've seen the goodness of God in the land of the living, and I will share the good news, right? The good news, the gospel message, okay? But we'll love our life not. We'll love our life not, even in the face of death. Come on, you guys. Even in the face of death. That means there's no fear. No more. Fear is gone. Fear is gone. Death is hollow now. Right? We sang that song last week or two. Death is hollow now. Have you heard the news? Death is defeated. Okay? But I heard the Lord say to remind you that we're already victorious because of the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we do not love our lives even in the face of death. Even in the face of death. Because I have already died to myself. I've already died to my way and what I think it's supposed to look like and how it's supposed to show up and my timing of how things are supposed to be answered. You hear me? So everything that we do when we're activating, I want you guys to remember these things. I'm going to bring it up again later. Because as we contend for healing, even as you guys were praying, what I heard the Lord say, the Lord woke me up really early in the morning, and I haven't been asleep since 4:38 this morning. And I've been in prayer, and I was in prayer, and I looked at my clock again, and it was 5:45, and then I was in prayer and a prayer, and I look again, and it's 6-something. Like, I don't know if any of you guys have done that before, when God wakes you up, and you're just not tired. Because you're listening and you're talking and you're engaging and he's showing me flashes of things. So I don't know the order and how things are going to go today. I just know that he is on the move and I am buzzing. Okay? But this scripture, he said, is so key for us to understand and to dwell in the blood of the Lamb, the word of the testimony, and will not love our life even in the face of death. That's when you're sold out. That's when you're a son or a daughter, and you know the finished work of the cross. Because he is for you, not against you. Whom shall you fear? And yet there are times and seasons where we might get weary while doing good. And it's important for us to say so. That's why we have an altar team. That's why we did what we just did, because we're family and there is no shame in this. There's no shame in it. We all get a little weary, okay? Sometimes we get into striving. We don't mean to, but we all need a little help. Just like Moses, when he's raising up his hand for victory, right? Joshua's on the battlefield. He got his hands got a little bit tired, and every time his hands got tired, they started to lose, right? And he had to have a couple of people, Aaron and Hur, come up and keep his hands up so that the victory was sure, not just for Moses, as Moses was interceding for Israel and for Joshua. Do you hear how one another was helping one another? Okay, it's teamwork, you guys. It's not about any one of us. It's us learning how to partner with God and with one another for the victory. The victory's already done. Jesus already took care of it. But we sometimes have to contend for that breakthrough. And sometimes it's longer than we think it should be. Okay? It's not up to us. It's up to his timing. And he is good, and he is kind, and he is faithful. Okay? He sees the end from the beginning, even if we don't. But if I will love my life not, even in the face of death, he is God, I am not. Okay? So we have to be that laid down and that surrendered to his goodness and to trust him in all things. But I also know that in our human nature, which is our fallen nature, sometimes we just need to ask for help. So it's really important that we do that. So thank you for those of you who are courageous enough to stand. If you didn't get prayer, if you want more prayer, we will have our altar team. If I don't say this later, we will have our altar team up here at the front at the end of service, as usual, at the end of every Sunday morning. Okay? We'll also have our prophetic ministry team up here. After we do prophetic ministry, they'll also be up here at the end of service. And then back in the corner, we'll have our dream team. Our youth has been trained to interpret dreams. Will be available there. So in case I forget to say that, I'm saying it now, because I have no idea what God's going to do next. Okay? So, well, I kind of know. So right now, I'm going to talk about words of knowledge for physical healing. We believe that everyone has the ability to hear God today. Okay, and all the different ways that you hear him. How many of you guys were at our prophetic lab on Saturday? Woo woo! We had a bunch of people in our lab practicing, giving encouraging words, being able to do it together, being able to receive it, being able to practice, a safe place to be able to do it, to take a little bit of risk, act out on faith. And there are a lot of smiles and a lot of encouraging words, okay? There's an acceleration happening right now, and especially in the prophetic. The prophetic is like gasoline on a fire. It just accelerates things. When you have the ability to hear God for yourself, but as well for other people. In fact, oftentimes you'll actually hear more clear for other people than you will for yourself. I think the Lord did that on purpose so that we would need one another. Okay? So what we're asking right now is for you to ask the Lord for words of knowledge. Words of knowledge is factual information I should not know about you, specifically about physical healing. Okay? So some of you may have come in, you weren't hurting before you walked in the door, and all of a sudden there's a spot in your back. I feel it right now on my right hip on the lower right side right here. It feels like maybe a sciatic or a hip out of placement right here. So you might feel an ache in your body. Does anybody have one of those? Shout it out for me. Right heel, pinched nerve, elbow. What was that? Arrhythmia. Arthritis. Neck. Left hip. Okay, mine was right hip. His says left hip. You can take whichever one, right? It's okay. Any others physically? Any other impressions, pictures, words, thoughts might start coming in right now as you're asking the Lord, Lord, what do you want to heal right now? Listen, he wants to heal it all. It's already done in heaven. But sometimes there's a timing of the Lord that's a now word. That's what we're asking for. We're leaning in to hear him. So don't be afraid to risk and throw it out there. Any others? Cognitive issues in children. Okay, like developmental stuff. I hear ADHD. What about it? Healing a smile to bring the smile back, okay. Leukemia. That is confirmation. I heard leukemia at about 5:30 in the morning. I was like, all right, Jesus, we're going there. Does anybody know anybody with leukemia? Anyone diagnosed with leukemia? Even been praying for somebody with leukemia? Okay, so listen. Some of these words of knowledge that are released in the room might not be for somebody in the room. Might be for somebody in the live stream, but it might be for somebody that you're going to meet tonight, tomorrow, sometime later this week. Mark it in your mind. The Lord's going to remind you. You're going to come across somebody, and they may have a word of knowledge, and you might be the one that needs to pray and apply it. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yes, online. So others that the prayer team got today, too. New vision, eyes and ears being open spiritually and physically. So that means if there's any eye issues, sight. Come on, you guys. Everybody with contacts and glasses ought to be raising their hand for that one. Ears, hearing, anything going on with that. I hear tinnitus. Broken bones that did not set properly. Arthritis is another confirmation for arthritis. Skin conditions, your scalp specifically, like scalp psoriasis. And then menopause issues. Hallelujah. Let's go after menopause issues. Hormones come into balance. Yeah, Roy. Migraines, yes. Another confirmation in the middle of the night, the Lord said he's dealing with migraines, and this is the picture that he gave me. He said there's a vice. It's kind of like a metal vice, and it's stuck to the sides of your head and the top of your head, and it's like the enemy is tormenting you by turning it and squeezing your head. You feel it in the sides with the temple as well as on the top of your head. Some migraines you feel in the back, and they move forward. But if you feel that on the sides of your temple and the top of your head, does anybody have that when you're dealing with migraines? Your mom? Okay, there's another one there. Okay, just in general, migraines is good, but I'm telling you that was a specific picture the Lord woke me up with in the middle of the night. That was you, too? Okay, that's it. Okay, any other? Autoimmune? Okay, specifically related to COVID vaccine, like poor response, right? Effect. Okay, any others? Last call. Kidney, foot pain, and a pain in the leg. Anything specific with pain in the leg? Muscle, bone. Okay, do you hear what I'm doing? I'm asking for specifics because you can lean in and ask the Lord. Okay, you say hip. Okay, which hip, God? Okay, what does it feel like? Do you hear what I'm saying? This is how you can lean in and ask the Lord. Okay, if any of those that have been called out now is something that you're dealing with, I want you to stand up. Anything that's been called out in the last couple minutes, I want you to stand up. Okay? Now, just by the word of knowledge being released, we activated it by faith by standing up, and now we're just going to pray corporate prayer real quick, okay? Father, I thank you for the word of knowledge that's been released, God. I thank you that you desire to heal. You are still the healer today, so we release healing right now into everybody that needs it. We tell your body to come into alignment now. All pain go. Every diagnosis erased in Jesus' name. Whatever is out of alignment, come into alignment right now. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we prophesy the word of the testimony that Jesus took care of it. And we thank you, God, that you are good, and our lives belong to you. So we are whole. We are whole. We are whole. We receive the healing right now in wherever place that is needed. And we thank you. Just thank him right now. Thank you, God. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. Now I want you to test it out. If you can test it out, I want you to move around, take a step, bend a knee, whatever you need to do. Sometimes I know it might take a blood test or a doctor thing or something later. That's okay. But I want you to test it out and see if there's any shift. And this is what we do. When you feel a shift, if wherever you were in pain, for example, on a scale of 0 to 10, if my pain was an 8 and it is now a 7, or if it's a 2, or if it's 0, we're going to wave one hand up in the air right now. Did anybody feel a shift? Wave one hand up in the air. There's two hands, three hands. Any others? Okay, thank you, God. Yeah, we celebrate. We celebrate the three. Now, out of those, did anybody feel like it's completely gone? I want you to wave two hands in the air like this. Completely gone? Okay. Why am I teaching you to do this? Because we are expecting revival, and I have been in rooms where two hands are up in the air after one prayer. I'm telling you very seriously, 80% of the room was waving their hands, okay? I have an expectation to see that again, okay? So now we're going to pray again. Why? Because Jesus prayed twice too. He prayed once sometimes, and sometimes he prayed twice, okay? The blind man, he spit mud on his eyes, opened his eyes, and he saw spiritually first. Prayed a second time, and he opened his eyes in the natural. So we're going to pray again. Those of you want to extend your hands out, join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you for the word of knowledge being released. We thank you for the shift in those that are feeling a shift. We say all the way now, all the way, all pain go. We bind every spirit of infirmity to leave now in Jesus' name. We release the blood of Jesus to be applied in the word of knowledge. Your word goes forth and does not return void. So we thank you, God. We thank you for the healing. We thank you. All pain go right now. Everything come into alignment right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, God, and we receive our healing. We thank you, God. Amen. Now I want you to test it out again. Test it out again if you can. Notice if there's any difference, any shift at all. Okay? So one hand up in the air. If you notice the difference, it's slightly better. Okay, we got a couple hands. One, two, three, four, five. Thank you, Jesus. If it's completely gone and you know it's gone, two hands up in the air. Okay, two hands up in the air. Thank you, Jesus. Two hands up in the air. Thank you, God. We thank you. There's two there. If you guys are willing to come share your testimony, I'm not going to make you, but if you're going to share your testimony, I'd like you to come up to the front. Is Trish in the room this morning? She usually is here for second service. I'll have her come up and share later then. Anybody want to come share their testimony? Come on. Why is this important? Because they're testifying to the goodness of God. You remember the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. If God did it for me, he'll do it for somebody else.
Okay, well, I had a few issues, but I had my, and it wasn't called out, shoulder pain, left shoulder pain. But when you had asked if we were contending and we were tired, and so I stood up for that, and somebody laid hands on my shoulder, and at that moment, my shoulder pain completely left.
Come on.
So hallelujah.
Okay, so one night I woke up, and I had a pinched nerve, and then my shoulder started hurting, and God said, pray for your dad, because he's been having shoulder issues for, like, the longest time, as long as I can remember. And so I've been contending for him. And today I'm believing that while I'm being healed, he is also being healed.
Amen. So, but you have evidence today in you?
Yes.
Yeah, so evidence, just to be clear, there's evidence in her, but she's still expecting.
Yes, I heard like,
yeah. Okay, come on, that's good. Amen. And why do I ask that? Because some of us are like, yeah, by faith I'm still believing, but it hasn't manifested yet. Well, don't tell us that just to be nice to us, right? Like, we want to know the real, actual where you are is okay. Why? Because if it hasn't completely progressed, that's okay. We still want to pray for you. We want to contend for you. But here's the key. Do not get disappointed while waiting. If we get disappointed, hear me, I always say this, do not disappoint God from the throne. In that place where the enemy tries to disappoint you for it not happening, and we prayed again, and it's another day that I prayed, and it didn't quite happen, you've got to keep reappointing God on the throne. He is still God. He is still good. He is still my healer. I'm one day closer to mine. You hear what I'm saying? We know too many testimonies where we have contended for years before a breakthrough. And I know sometimes we can get weary, but that's why we need other people to partner with us in the breakthrough. Do you hear what I'm saying? Remember Jesus when he prayed for the 10 lepers? It was a 3-day journey from where he was when he prayed all the way to Jerusalem. They were all healed, but only one came back to thank him. But it took the 3-day journey for them to be healed. You hear what I'm saying? So sometimes it's just a journey in healing. A miracle is an instant, but sometimes healing happens over time and in layers.
Yeah, just real quick, because I could feel it in the spirit. There's two verses. We just talked about the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. What's been resonating in my heart these last few days is when Paul tells Timothy, fight according to your prophetic words. And so we often go, we wait for a prophetic word, and we're about to have prophetic ministry. And certainly, you have to know what God said in that regard. But there's something also, if I understand the testimony of Jesus, someone here say the testimony of Jesus, becomes prophecy.
Right?
So now what you just, in this room, whether you have a personal testimony or you heard a testimony in the room, what it is, it's legal to be able to grab that and then war with that. Lord, I saw you do this once, and I'm calling upon it again. And so when y'all are talking about some of that contention stuff, it's important for us. I'm fighting according to the testimony, which is why we want to collect these testimonies. And so we ask you for those testimonies. I want you to be bold about saying, I need to send in my testimony. I need to let them know. It doesn't matter if it was from a hangnail or if it was cancer. It's all healing. It's all supernatural, right? So we need to stop categorizing a miracle or a healing according to what we think is humanly possible. None of it's humanly possible, right? But it's all God possible.
That's right. And I'm going to share just really quick. In the middle of the night, when I heard leukemia, I was like, leukemia, God? He said, yes. In fact, go after cancer. And I said, oh, yeah, let's do that. Because if you don't know my story, I lost a brother to cancer. I've lost an uncle to cancer. Like, you know, he messed with the wrong woman. You hear what I'm saying? So is there anyone in the room that is facing a diagnosis and you're in treatment for cancer? If you're in the room right now, can we pray for you? Anybody in the room right now? Yeah, we all know people. But if there's anyone in the room right now, okay. Do what? Okay. Okay, yeah, so cancer specifically. I want you to know that we are contending for breakthrough in cancer. It is a personal assignment for me. If I'm just saying, if there's a name, it's on my list. And when I said to you, pray, this is what the Lord showed me, because when he showed this to me in the middle of the night, the way I prayed for my brother and contended for his breakthrough, okay? You got to love another person. That's how we pray. Even if you don't know them, you got to love them like they're your own. Okay, so here's now how I pray. Oh, you messed with the wrong woman. Enemy, I'm going to make you pay for that one, because I'm going to pray for 100 others with that diagnosis with the same fervor that I would pray for my beloved brother. Do you hear what I'm saying? Okay, I'm just telling you, this is how you shift and you keep your eyes on the Father, on what he's doing, but you make the enemy pay. We have an enemy who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He ain't here to play with you. He's here to take you out. Okay, but you have the authority. He is already defeated by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we did not love our life even in the face of death. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, so if you still need a healing, I'm going to remind you, we will have our altar team up here later after the end of service. Now I'm going to ask the prophetic ministry team to go ahead and come on up. And as they're coming up, if you're not familiar with what we do in prophetic ministry is simply us learning how to hear God and release an encouraging word to you. We'll do that one-on-one, basically. Someone will call somebody out, and there may be two or three of us. If I say add on, our team will add on to a word, and we'll basically team prophetic ministry over somebody. If that word to someone else resonates in you, you have permission by faith to go, oh, that resonates with me. Okay, but here's our protocols. It must be new covenant prophecy. We do not call out sin or the negatives. Okay, we don't teach and preach in the middle of the prophetic word, but we're going to give you what we know is the revelation from the heart of the Father. It should always edify, strengthen, and comfort. It should build you up. It should strengthen you. It should draw you closer to him and comfort you. A lot of the times, these words are a confirmation of something he has already been telling you. Okay, a lot of the time that's what it is. But prophetic ministry means we are foretelling the future. Here's what God's doing, or here's what he's saying about who you are and your identity or your destiny. Okay, so we're either foretelling or we're forthtelling. We are co-creating with God an impression that he gives us. He's saying now. So we're going to release it. So sometimes you'll hear me say that to the team as well, to be able to say, just go ahead and release it now. And so sometimes we'll get that it's coming, and we like, no, we have permission to release it right now. Does this make sense? Now, here's a very, very important part of prophetic ministry and why most prophetic ministry has gone bad and wrong. The people did not recognize their authority and responsibility to test and judge the word given. Okay, it's your job to test and judge the word given. It should resonate with you. Yes, line up with the love and the heart of the Father, but it should resonate with you. Okay, you don't just take our word. There's revelation, interpretation, and application. We receive the revelation and our interpretation, but our interpretation might be off. So you have the ability to interpret the word, but it's your job to apply the word, and how you do that by going after the word of God in the Logos or the Rhema yourself, which is why we encourage you to record the words. Everything is being recorded on our live stream. You can go back and listen to them again, okay? And so we want to encourage you to steward those words and contend for them in the same way we contend for anything else in prayer or any promise in Scripture. Amen? All right, who wants to start?
Where do I start? David. Hi. Missed you. I got this sense that you've been swimming and treading water for a long time, and you've gotten very proficient at it. And God has seen the work that you've put down, the roots that you've put down, and how hard of a worker that you are, and he honors and blesses that. But there's a season of acceleration and ease coming for you. Space is being made for you. I saw in my mind's eye you swimming with all that you were, and a boat coming up, and God reaching down and pulling you onto that boat. So you'll be traveling like never before, and not using nearly as much effort. So I just wanted you to be clear. You're entering a season of acceleration, of ease like you haven't experienced before. And I just bless you in that, in Jesus' name.
So I saw, as he was talking before he said it, I saw a clock going really fast. And so I felt like, again, it was like things that would have taken you so long is going to zip by. Like anything that should have taken you a year to accomplish will take you a week. And so I just bless you with that acceleration, that there's no fighting. There's no, I feel like there was something with paperwork that was like in your way, like we were going to have to check this off, then this off, then this off, then this. And I just declare that that's just going to go right through in the name of Jesus, and that all those check marks can be done at once. And so I just bless you guys with acceleration. Yeah. New word. Okay. This gentleman right in the back. Hello, sir. What's your name? Yes, you. Yes. Josh. Nice to meet you. Oh, Josh. Hey. Josh, so I saw you entering into. Yes, go right ahead. Bless you. Yeah. So I saw you entering into a season where it was safe. So I saw like almost like an eggshell like cracking, kind of like how Kelly was talking about earlier. Like, but it was good. You needed it for that season. But I see you stepping into a season where you are safe to be vulnerable. And so I just bless you. And I see you just growing in this beautiful relationship with Jesus where you are literally pouring out your heart and he's just soaking it all in. So I just bless you with a season of safety, that there would be brotherhood around you that you can just open up to, and it's okay. It's not going to be made in a gossip. It's not going to be made in anything. It's going to be surrounded by love. And so I just bless you with that outpouring. I see actually as the egg breaks open, the Father's like gooey love pouring on you. So I just bless you with gooey love from the Father and that new season that you're walking into.
When she said safe, I immediately saw like a safe where you put your jewels, your guns, all that stuff. And plus you're kind of burly, so it makes sense. Thank you, Lord. That helps. But reason I saw you as a safe is because you're actually a secret place for people to come and put their treasures inside of. And you know how to take care of them in the right way. And you don't unlock for anybody. Only the Lord knows the code to the safe that you keep hidden away. And so I just bless you that you're going to have the exact things to release to the right people because they've given you the perfect safe things to put inside of your heart.
Yeah, that's good. And I heard the Lord say that you are like Joshua in the secret place, that you have been like one steady in the secret place, your face before the Lord, right? When Moses then went into the tent, Moses came out to talk to the people and Joshua stayed. He stayed. He stayed in the tent. And this is a season where you have been staying and stewarding in the place of the tent of meeting. I see that, that there's a later word that's going to, you'll get this. I'm not going to say it right now, but here, tent of meeting, that you've been in the secret place with him in the tent of meeting. And there's a big shift that's coming because as you've been in the face before the glory of the Lord, you're going to come up and rise out and he's going to send you into another promotion of leadership just the way he did with Joshua. That season is coming, that shift is about to turn. I actually, because I'm asking the Lord right now, is like, is it now? And he's like, not yet. He said, it's coming. He's coming, but you wait on the Lord and he will tell you when.
So, yeah, I think they've already said it, but I just want to reconfirm because I just feel like the Spirit boiling inside of me, like you were highlighted to me right away. And I just felt the Lord say like that you're not alone. And I just see you surrounded by the glory of God, the way that Moses was. And that's what he means. Like you're not alone. Like you are so surrounded by the glory of God. And I do see also seconding what Cindy said, that spirit of Joshua as you were in the tent, but that next step and that next level and that next promotion that he has taken you. And so I just released that and I third confirmation that and pray blessings over you with that. So I don't know. There's just something really, really powerful that I feel.
I had a Roy. Yeah, I see your hat backwards, and I felt like the Lord was telling me that this is an answer to the prayers that you pray in the Spirit. Because when your hat's backwards, it reminds me of like a kid going, put me in, coach, let's play, let's go. And I feel like that's a prayer that you might not have known that you've been praying, but the Lord's answering it and he's putting you in. And it's starting in your home, especially with your kids. So I just really wish you to be there for your kids, to show up and to play with them. And that is a ministry where the Lord is putting some things in you to release to your children right now in this season that's going to just unlock generational blessings for your family.
Yes, and I just see like a backwards viewpoint of the Lord. So a lot of times we see in the flesh, but you see in the spirit. And I just pray that God is unlocking and opening your spiritual sight. And I see that reversal of the way that you see things. And so I just bless you with that.
I don't watch football. However, I remember hearing about some second string quarterback that went in because the first one got delayed or whatever. I don't know what happened. He got hurt or something. Anyway, but he's the guy who actually took the team to the Super Bowl, the second string quarterback. And I feel like you've called yourself a second string quarterback, but God's saying that you're not. And as soon as you get put into the game, you're taking the team to the finals, Lord. Yeah. So I just bless you with that.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, she stepped out. Ben, your wife was highlighted to me. Double highlighted. I just see peace coming for you, your family, and your marriage. I see you stepping in and falling more in love than you've ever been. I just see love over you and your family.
I'm going to mess up the language for this, but as she was speaking, I got the image of, I think it's like one of those trawls, and you fill the wall like the cracks with plaster or something. Sorry, I'm not in that field. But I saw if the house was you and your family, I saw Jesus, and it was like, and I was hearing the phrase, whistle while you work. And I just see him just with joy. And I think there's joy coming for your family. He's filling in some cracks, filling in some gaps. And there's a wholeness coming for you guys that you've never experienced before. And I release that wholeness over you right now. There is a wholeness. There is a health. Lord, I bless their marriage in a way, Lord God, that it will be a model for others, Lord, that they will love and love abundantly, and it will pour out of every pore of their being, God. And they carry a mighty anointing for legacy, for their children, and for their children's children, Lord, that they set children free, and they speak identity into children. And I just bless them in Jesus' name.
Yeah, that's good. New word? This girl with the red hair, and you, the two girls with the curly hair there, the red and the brown right there. Y'all's hair reminds me of Brave. Y'all seen that cartoon? Yeah, and I feel like the Lord's saying he's made you brave and he's made you to live unconventional. Like you don't have to be what other people are telling you you have to be. You have to be who God tells you to be. And God's given you the courage to do that. So I just release the boldness over you to live fully in everything God has for you because I hear God saying that you're brave.
All right, so I think it's mom right there. You were highlighted to me as well, and I saw artist and artistry written above your head. So I have no idea if you do arts and crafts or anything of that sort, but I really feel like there's a blessing and a calling to be unique and different and to do some kind of artistry different than anyone else has ever done before. And so I just bless you with kingdom ideas. And I just see beauty, like crazy amount of beauty coming out of you right now as I speak. I can just see like nature and beauty coming from you, and it's a whole new way. So I just bless you that you have a gift. And so I just bless you to pour into that and to find that and seek that and to just run with it. I just like brave, like running wild with that new beauty of artistry. And I just bless you with that.
Yeah. And I keep hearing the word freedom over you. Freedom, right? Like I just see freedom over you. And I hear the Lord saying, I've given you permission to color outside the lines. You have permission to color outside the lines and to co-create with him because there's a forerunner spirit on you. There's a forerunner that's able to see ahead and to go outside the lines and do things when they said unconventional. That's what he says. It's unconventional because it's supernatural. And there's permission to be a forerunner and to color outside the lines with him in freedom, not just for you, but for other people. There's a gift of freedom. There's actually a gift of impartation. As you receive freedom, you're going to release others into freedom in the same way. There's something about your testimony specifically that he's highlighting right now, where freedom has come and freedom is coming. There's something that has already been broken off, and there's something that you're in transition with right now where freedom is coming, and it's going to be such a breaker that it's going to release something. It's like there's been a lid over you, and it's going to come off because you were made to jump out and to be outside the unconventional box. You're supposed to actually be that forerunner and to go up higher and farther than you even recognize, because no one can put a lid on you. God's given you permission to be able to do more. Thank you, Jesus. New word.
And for your daughter, I just got the image. I don't know if you've ever seen like those videos where the dance recital and there's like that one child that's kind of, you know, just doing their own thing and outside the box. And I just see that for you, that you do step outside the box and you don't care what anybody else thinks. But it's going to be that shifts the atmosphere, that you're going to stand out so much that it does change people around you because they see like that you're different. And what's different about you? They want it. They want what you have. So I just release that over you.
I have a word for Pat and Fred. I saw you guys sitting at a table together and people around you, and I just feel like God has given you the ability to call out mothers and fathers, and that you have a comfort about you that breaks old molds in the way that it used to be done. There's a grace there to pour into fathers and mothers, and I see you like Jesus was breaking the bread for the disciples. There's this table that he's prepared, and that it's you're handing out these new revelations. You're handing out the food that he's prepared, these fruits, these gifts, all these things. And I also saw that you're entering into a new season of rest, of ease. Despite all the movement and all the noise, that he is going to give you that calm, and there's a new season of rest coming for you both. So I just bless you with that.
Okay, I'm going to add on. I heard the word Play-Doh. So I was like, Play-Doh? He's like, yes, because it's moldable and creative. Oh, not, well, that could be a different application or interpretation, absolutely. So Play-Doh would be something like that, yeah. No, Play-Doh, I saw Play-Doh. And I saw, you know, because it's squishy and it's pliable and it's moldable. It's not clay that's wet and whatever and then has to be kiln or whatever. No, it's like Play-Doh. It's like you are moldable in the Father's hands. You move and you shape. And the same gift is something that you carry, because with play and with joy, you're able to actually help shift and shape with the Lord other people. And you know, when you take red Play-Doh and you get blue Play-Doh and you mix it together, there is no separating those colors again. Like it is now purple or swirled, right? Like there's something about that where the Lord is using you guys to be able to do that, to be able to create a mixture that is beautiful and something that is brand new. I hear the Lord say right now that there's a gift of impartation that you carry. It's an actual gift of impartation, that what you carry, you're able to multiply in other people. And I hear the words, I've received this word before too. It's like the King Midas touch, that what you touch turns to gold, that there's something about abundance that's coming your way in that as well. I actually feel like it is actual financial wealth, that there is something that he's co-creating with you that's going to multiply, that's going to bring the ease, that's going to take care of something for you. So there's something about you blessing something that's going to multiply and it's going to help bring the ease. So I release that in Jesus' name. New word.
I got a word for gardeners. Gardeners. Yeah. So if you got a green thumb, this is you. Yeah. If you're a gardener too. Anyway, what you have toiled for in the natural earth, God is saying he's going to use to harvest righteousness in the supernatural. Your green thumbs are anointed to grow up the right people plants and to remove the weeds in people's lives because of your love for the beauty that mature plants bring. The grace you need to handle the plants with thorns is activated now in Jesus' name. You will not need gloves to protect your hands from the thorns, because the Lord's hands are your hands, and you in Jesus have never been afraid of the dirt. I bless you with the fullness of Christ in your mission to garden with tender love from the Father's heart. And that was last night I got that. But Georgia, you have pink hair, and I can't get over it. And I'm like, British pink roses is what I heard. And I'm like, I don't know much about any of that. So I Googled it. It says that they're extra good because of their fragrance. And I believe that the Lord's saying is that you have the fragrance and the aroma of Christ. That they are disease resistant. So I bless you that you will not be sick. And that sickness will not come to your family. And they have prolific blooms. Prolific, such a good word. But I believe that people are going to stop to smell the roses of your life and to what you bring to the table. And I just bless you that people are going to actually be drawn to you because of your prolific blooms. And they're going to be able to be disease resistant because they've been around you, in Jesus' name.
If you didn't hear that, there's a gift of healing in there for you. And that's for you and for others, that there's something about healing, inner as well as physical, to really pursue healing and to be unapologetic about it. Any other last words? Okay, you guys can go ahead and have a seat. Why don't you do it now, because I'm about to release something to you.
Thank you. Okay, hi, I'm Pat. I have a corporate word for you guys. When someone up here was giving a word over here about a forerunner, raise your hand if you were that person that was receiving the forerunner. Okay, thank you. I looked back that way, but whenever I did, I felt like the Lord said that there's something else that needs to go further, and that is that Jay and you two have a forerunner gift upon you, and that if you are part of this congregation, you need to know that you are here, because if you are planted here, because you have a seed in you that is intended, they birth forerunners. So you are here because they will, I'm telling you, this is a strong word. Feel it very deep within me, thoroughly within me. How many of you know that you always are thinking in terms of something new, something different, something that you don't see done, something in you can't be satisfied with what is? It's always, I want you to stand up, please. Okay. Yeah, I expected that. In fact, there are some of you that are going to have that you don't even know, but you can look back in your life and you will see that you have always been a forerunner in something. So that if you were often misunderstood, it's because you were a forerunner, okay? If you were often left out or overlooked, it's because you were a forerunner. You were not supposed to be part of a herd, okay? It's not a herd mentality. And so in the name of Jesus, I just declare over every one of you, I want you to receive this wide. It's like I see this huge receiver, the old school receiver, like it looked like a satellite bowl, right? But I see that over the group, that it is an attractant, that it is attracting that heart, that spirit, that release, that power, the authority, the lack of fear. No fear is an appropriate word for today. That you are in this place, it was not by your design, it was by his design. That yours is to get in that flow, get into that bowl where the reception is coming, that you find yourself, yes, you are leaders, but you are a leader under leadership. That you know how to humble yourself and say, I will receive from a forerunner who will birth, release within me all that is necessary. They'll call it up. That's why the prophetic is so important in the house. One of the reasons, the primary reason, is because you need people that will help you focus that signal that is coming into you. And so I declare over you now, all fear go, all striving go. That word has come up before today. All of that sense of self-awareness go, that you might become more aware of him, more aware so that the clarity comes for the voice and the direction that he's sending you, that you will not come into this place and sacrifice that part of a forerunner. You are not here to become like everybody else here. You come in and you become one, but you are here with your unique identity, and he is going to hone that. He's even going to help you know the timing of when you are to birth something, but it is who you are. You can't help but birth. You can't help but birth. He's going to bring other strong leaders into this group that you're going to see, different people that come in, and they're not here long term. They're here to get this part so that they can go out and reproduce, because this is a transgenerational producing, reproducing in Jesus' name. That it is part of ushering in the return of Jesus, that it is part of purifying and bringing healthiness into the body of Christ in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Go ahead and be seated for just a minute. This is a corporate word for the house. I'm not going to take too long with it. I don't have time to preach a sermon, but I'm going to unpack what I feel like the Lord is saying. He told me to bring my William Wallace sword, the sword of freedom, okay? Now, I don't know how long ago it was, a couple years ago. It was one of the early encounters. I just know that the Lord lit a fire in me. If some of you guys are in the room, I don't remember, Cornelius remembers it because he was playing. And I just remember picking up the microphone and running up and down the front going, he is releasing swords, he's releasing swords, he's releasing swords. If anybody remembers that, wave your hand at me. He's releasing swords. Okay, so when he showed this to me in the middle of the night at 4:38, he told me there's three people that are supposed to do a prophetic act. Okay, now all of you are invited. Did everybody hear me say that? All of you are invited to participate in this prophetic act, whatever it's going to mean for you. But there's three specific people that he wanted to minister to in this prophetic act. The first one we've already prayed for. You have been fighting and you have been weary. And just like Moses, who was fighting and he was weary with his arms raised, if you hold this heavy sword for too long, you're going to get weary trying to fight on your own. And you need people to come alongside you and hold your hands up. Okay, so that's one of you. So what you're going to do is you're going to come. We're going to have some guys help out. Stephen, maybe Jay, are going to hold the sword with you. Okay, and so you're going to come hold the sword. Don't take it away from them, but you're going to hold the sword, and they're going to hold your hands up. And you're just going to take a couple breaths. And all they're going to say is, more, Lord. Just more. That's all they're going to say is, more, Lord. Okay, like whatever God wants to do. But they're going to breathe in refreshing to you and help you feel them help co-carry the weight of the sword so you feel their arms underneath your arms. Do you hear what I'm saying? Okay, you need to come into partnership, teamwork, and relationship. You may be a forerunner, as she just said, and a pioneer, and there are some who are supposed to go forward and break ground, but listen, we are a house of that, so that means you don't do it alone. Okay? You got to lock arms with people and do it to advance as family and as kingdom in the ecclesia. Now, the second group of people, some of you guys have been hiding your sword in the sheath for too long, and the Lord's calling you out. Now, calling you out might be a little strong, but let me say it this way. It's nicer. He's calling you up. It's time to enlist in the army of God and stop playing on the sidelines. Some of you have just been receivers, pew sitters, chair sitters, and you've been waiting for God to show up. Here I am, God. It's my address. You know where I am. And he's like, no, no, no. You got to take up your sword and get going with me. You're to co-labor with him, co-creating, co-advancing with him. You were co-crucified, co-buried, co-resurrected, co-raised, and you have the ability to come unsheath the sword. You're going to do the same thing. You're going to come grab hold of the sword as the guys are going to help you. Again, you're going to hold the sword. You're going to take a couple deep breaths in because you need to feel it. And some of y'all are going to wig out. I'm just telling you right now, you're going to feel the spirit because I feel it right now. My spirit is buzzing, okay? You're just going to breathe in a couple times. Oh, and you're going to feel it, and you're going to have to let go of the sword and move on, okay? And so that's okay. So we're going to have a lot of people who want to hang on to the sword for a little longer than they need to. We're going to move you forward. We'll have the altar team be able to keep praying for you. We may create a fire tunnel. I don't know. It's okay. Now, the third one is this, and the Lord took me to, at 4:38 in the morning, he took me to scripture, not Revelation, where is it, Jesus? I forget the book right now, but it's when he's talking about the oldest son of Levi is Gershon, and the scripture, I think it's in Genesis, I don't remember, but he said he was numbering those that are in Gershon, and here's the assignment for the Gershonites, okay? They were Levites, the son of Levi, the oldest son, and what they did is they helped in charge of the tent of meeting. Joshua, you hear me? Tent of meeting. Okay? They helped take care of the tent of meeting. They covered the tent of meeting. They took care of the curtains, the ropes, and the covering. Like each of the different sections of Levi's family had an assignment to take care of the tent of meeting, whether it was going to be the items in the furniture was somebody else, okay? That was one of the other sons. They all had different roles to play.
He is calling out right now, those of you who are watchmen on the wall, it's the intercessors. Those of you who need to take up arms, who have been called out to take up arms, we have been hearing this for the last several weeks. We've had prayer and intercession going extra times, extra days, extra nights. Even at Fire in the Altar, there was another confirmation that what they're doing in the upper room on Thursdays is another confirmation. I'm telling you right now, this is a house of prayer. Okay? But he is specifically... This is the confirmation. He is specifically looking for those, the sons of Levi, right? That was the Gershonites. They were the ones who covered the tent of meeting. That's the intercessors. They're the watchmen on the wall, okay? They watched over the opening, the curtains, the rope, all of those kinds of things. That is a symbol of the intercessors. But specifically, it said the men between the ages of 30 and 50. Whoa. Between the ages of 30 and 50. It is time to be enlisted and to come into this place of understanding the weapon that you wield in prayer, that your words and your prayers do something. The prayers of the righteous avail much, much. They're not wimpy prayers. And when I say men 30 to 50, women, do not count yourself out, okay? This is not a gender thing at this point, okay? It's like, but he is specifically, now all of you are invited. But he is specifically highlighting those between the ages of 30 and 50. Why? It's time. It's the season of your most work. Okay? Much work is done between those ages of 30 and 50. You're in a builder, an advancing time. And so he is building his kingdom, and we need those prayer warriors to move forward in this place of prayer. And so when you come up to grab the sword, you're going to do the same thing, and they're just going to say, more, Lord, and you're just going to breathe a couple times. But what I want you to feel is, this is the sword of the Spirit, the very word of God. Okay? We have our armor. Everything is defensive and protective. The belt of truth, the blessed plate of righteousness. He made me righteous, not me, right? Protects my heart. Okay, we've got the shoes for the readiness of the gospel of peace. We're not trying to go after war. We don't have to go striving in the second heavens. Okay, we're already in victory, but there is a place to learn how to come up higher and pray what he is praying. That is why he said to do fire in the altar every other month and to go after it like we've not done before. It's because we are to decree a thing so it will be established. That we're not just sons and daughters, that he made us priests and kings unto our God so that we can pray what he is praying and expect it to happen. And so some of you guys are supposed to come and do this and accept the calling as a prophetic intercessor, as a watchman on the wall, because he's going to start giving you eyes to see higher and farther than what you have seen before. He is opening and accelerating the prophetic in your life so that you can pray what he is praying and say what he is saying. Christy, this is why he told you to sit and not come up, is because you're an assigned watchman on the wall. Christy is our prayer director. Right? This is her calling. This is what she does. She is a praying prophet. And so that is part of it. But if you guys are feeling this especially, this is your call right now. And I feel it with everything in me. I'm telling you, I've been up since 4:38, and he was highlighting certain numbers and certain scriptures today and certain pictures, and this is the one. I just kept seeing everybody in a line down the center aisle right here. I saw Stephen and Jay specifically holding the sword, and you guys coming up and you receiving the assignment and breathing it in and accepting it. And every time I breathe in, you guys have heard me say it, what comes out? Wait. Oh. So this is a holy thing, okay? It's a prophetic act, but it is a holy thing. Come and step into the fullness of who God says that you are. So I'm going to pray for you in just a moment, and then I'm going to ask you guys to do that. I'm going to ask the altar team to come up first. If you guys want to come and do the sword, I'm going to ask the altar team to come up first so you can do it, and then you can line up at the front. Prophetic team also come up so that you guys can line up over here, and the dream interpretation team, the dream team or whatever is going to be in the corner. Is there something else you need to raise for that? Okay. All right, so I'm just going to pray corporately for us right now. And then after we're done, we're dismissed, but you're welcome to stay and do this assignment until we're done. Okay? So, Father, I thank you right now. We receive the call right now. We receive what you are doing, and we are stepping into this new thing, this new identity and who you are assigning us to be, not just to do, but to be, God. And so we thank you as you do this. I thank you, Father, that they are commissioning angels in this house right now. who are helping to step into the mantles that those that you are calling into right now, that they're coming out of striving and orphanhood and coming into sonship, that they are coming into authority as the ecclesia. They are coming into the prophetic intercessors, the watchmen on the wall. We thank you, Lord, that you are rising up an army that is no longer hiding in the caves, but is stepping out and stepping forward. And we're going to do it with joy, God, with joy, that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And we thank you that we already have victory by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. And we do not love our lives even if we face death, because we are already dead to ourselves and alive in Christ. So we say yes to you, God. More, Lord, do more in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.